USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hurricane Dorian is slamming the southeastern coast of the United States hard on Thursday. National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham tells Fox News where the storm goes from here.
Real close to the North Carolina coast and then out back into the Atlantic. The timing here looks 2 a.m. on Friday, so tomorrow morning off the North Carolina coast and then off the Outer Banks by tomorrow afternoon. So still got some time to deal with this today and tomorrow as well.
Investigators believe they've recovered all but one of the victims from the dive boat fire on Monday. That boat went up in flames, killing 34 people. Now the Coast Guard and the National Transportation Safety Board are trying to figure out what exactly happened. NTSB's Jennifer Homendy tells Fox News there's a lot to do.
Collecting a number of documents and other data. Our focus is raising the vessel from under the water.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
CNN held a town hall on Wednesday night discussing global warming for the 2020 presidential candidates. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has a $16 trillion global warming plan. He was asked how that's going to be funded.
We are giving the fossil fuel industry approximately $400 billion every single year in subsidies and tax breaks. Obviously, we end that.
Some surprising findings come back from a study of people who don't eat meat. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
The new study says vegetarians and vegans may be at a higher risk of stroke than people who eat meat. The study published this week found that they have a lower chance of coronary heart disease than meat eaters do, but for some reason, they have a 20% higher risk of stroke. The lead researcher at Oxford University says it's the first study to look at the risk of stroke in vegetarians and that the reasons for the higher risk are not yet clear, so they'll have to keep doing research.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
As many people focus on the 2020 presidential race between President Trump and a still-to-be-named Democratic candidate, people also should be taking note that 13 House Republicans have announced their retirements and Sean Duffy is stepping down at the end of this month. I had a chance to catch up with Beverly Hallberg, the president of District Media Group, and ask her, is this a concerning sign if you're a Republican?
Well, it's not a great thing that's happening. Of course, you just had Representative Jim Sensenbrenner, who decided to not run for re-election, and he is the second longest-serving member of the House. He was first elected in 1978, so he's done a lot of great work, and that's not ideal for Republicans, but I think you have to look at the different reasons as to why people are deciding not to run again. For some, it's personal reasons, like Sean Duffy, who is doing this because of the health of his child. I think some of this is redistricting, but I think for certain individuals, like Representative Sensenbrenner, he has served his time and is deciding that he wants to spend his life doing some other things after putting in his hard work on Capitol Hill. So it's really for a variety of different reasons we're seeing this and that in the Republican Party.
And finally, the NFL preseason is over. Week one of the NFL season, the regular season, begins tonight with the Chicago Bears hosting the Green Bay Packers. Kickoff is set for just after 8:20 Eastern time. You can catch that game on NBC. For more news, remember you can always find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.